And a good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, our holiday show. Very special show today with Amber Boyens from Immunutrition right here in Madison, registered dietitian nutritionist. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. It was good. Nice. It was fast.
Yes. Yeah, so you had a lot of the in-laws over and everything.
So we did.
It was a lot of entertaining.
A busy few days.
That's right.
It was. Absolutely.
Everybody's happy.
That's right.
Got what they're looking for, and everybody's happy.
They seem to be.
And everybody was eating.
As we do on the holidays.
That's right. And we're going to talk about, of course, eating today. That's what the show is all about. But mindful eating today.
Mindful eating.
So tell us what mindful eating is.
Yeah. So last week I did the caregiver coffee, community cares coffee at the Merck,
which I've been doing every once in a while.
Yeah. I love working with that group. And if you aren't familiar with it, it's just a group that meets at the Merck, and anybody who's a caregiver can get support there, but all people are welcome to come support caregivers. But
every Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
Every Wednesday at 10 a.m., you got it. And what I did with them this last time, and Paul joined us too, was a mindful eating exercise. And we're actually going to do that on the air today. So as you're listening, if you have a snack or a treat or even a cup of coffee, ideally like a wrapped chocolate or something like that, while we're doing this initial part, go ahead and grab it and get it ready so you can participate in the mindful eating exercise with us.
But don't eat it before Amber tells you.
That's right. You started to eat your treat on the way in.
Grabbed a treat off the counter. You said, bring a treat in here. And I did. But I started eating it. Got in big trouble.
So. You did get in trouble, yes.
Okay, there now. Your treat is wrapped.
Yours is wrapped even. Look at that. All right. Yes. So if you have something, go ahead and grab it. We'll do that here in just a moment. But mindful eating is really just being more present with our food. We tend to eat on the go. We tend to kind of eat while we're reading, eat while we're looking at our phone, eat while we're watching TV, eat while we're driving, eat while we're working. We don't often take time to just sit down, be present with our food, appreciate it, and eat mindfully. So when we think about eating mindlessly, one of the best examples is when we sit down in front of the TV and you've got a bag of chips, a jar of peanuts, a package of chocolates, whatever it might be. And before you know it, the whole thing is gone or it's nearly empty and you don't even remember eating that much of it.
Yeah, go back and get some more.
And then you go get more, which is not exactly what I'm recommending here. But when we can take a moment to just eat a little bit more mindfully, we can really do a lot for our health. So we can reduce the amount that we're eating. We can help trigger our body's fullness cues, so fullness hormones, and let our stomach kind of catch up. But even when we do this mindful eating and we start eating mindfully, it triggers our bodies to start producing the enzymes that we need to break down all of our food. And if we don't break our food down well, we don't absorb our nutrients well. So mindful eating is really a very important thing. So even if you don't have your food item ready,
I have my food item ready.
You
right
have
here.
Yours,
my
yes.
My snack and item is right here.
Yes, perfect.
Wrap.
Even if you don't have something to eat or drink, you can come back and listen to the podcast later and do this mindful eating exercise and see if you notice anything. So here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So we want to try to eliminate distractions as much as possible, kind of clear our mind. There might be some noise in the background, but we want to kind of limit how much of that we hear. So I want you to pick up your item, but don't unwrap it yet. So you'll have it in the palm of your hand. Notice any colors, shapes, or even just simply feel the weight of it. If it's something like a coffee cup, hold it, pick it up off the counter, feel the weight of what you have in your hand, and pretend like you have never seen this item before your life.
I've never seen it before.
You have probably not seen a wrapped treat in a piece of paper before. Right. So examine it. Examine the folds. Examine any colors, textures, words, anything at all that you see on the outside of this item. Again, if it's a mug, look at the colors. Look at the texture of it. Are there cracks? Anything missing? Touch it with your fingers and feel the texture. Feel the folds. Pay attention to any sound that item makes.
Before or after I unwrap it?
Before. Oh, don't unwrap it yet.
I'm not unwrapping it. Okay. Got it.
And if your mind starts to wander and think about other things, that's okay. But notice those thoughts and bring your attention back to your item. Now, begin to slowly open your item if it's wrapped. Listen for the sounds of the paper tearing or the wrapper moving. Notice the movements of your hands, the fingers and arm muscles you use as you open your item. Again, you might hear other people, other noises in the room, but notice those sounds and bring your attention.
I only hear you and my headphones. That's all I hear.
Well, that's good. Bring your attention back to your chocolate or whatever item you have. Now raise your food or your drink to your nose and smell it. Don't take a bite yet. Just smell it. Slowly breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth and focus on the different smells. Is it starting to trigger anything in your body, like your mouth watering, a desire to take a bite?
I had a desire to take a bite before we even started. So
well, now
it's getting worse. Yeah.
Slowly take a small bite of the chocolate, but don't chew it. Or take a small sip of your drink, but don't swallow it. Notice the feeling and the taste of this item in your mouth. How does it feel as it melts or starts to absorb liquid? Notice the taste and sensation on your tongue. Now slowly chew your item, noticing any texture it has. And when you're ready, go ahead and slowly swallow the item. That was a very exaggerated swallow. Notice any lingering tastes or sensations that you have. If there's maybe any particles of the food left, don't take another bite. I was telling you beforehand, I did this with Archer and he just popped the whole thing in his mouth right away. So notice any lingering tastes, sensations, anything like that that you have. Now think about how this was different from your normal way of eating or drinking this item. Would you normally take that much time with a piece of, you have a treat. I think you have almond bark.
I do. Now I got a piece of almond stuck in my teeth.
And you're noticing it.
Yes, I am.
Maybe for a while. But when we experience our food like that, we allow our body to connect with the food. We ground ourselves with the meal. We're likely to eat the rest of that treat or that meal more slowly. I've mentioned it a few times, but do you remember how many times we're supposed to chew our food? I haven't mentioned it today. How many times you should chew a bite before you swallow it in an ideal world?
10.
More.
20.
More.
100.
Fewer. Okay. So right of, somewhere between 23 and 30 times.
Okay.
Which is a lot of times to chew our food. But if you do that once at the beginning of a meal, notice that texture. That's what every bite should feel like before we swallow it. So again, if you didn't have something to go through this with us now, I encourage you to, you know, go back and listen to the podcast when you do have a treat with you, or even just sit down at your next meal and take a moment to look at the textures, the colors, feel it if it's something that you hold in your hand, examine it like you've never seen it before, and then chew that bite 30 times. Notice the textures, notice how the taste changes before you move on with the rest of your meal.
Okay, and what good is this going to do me?
It's going to help you digest your food better.
Okay.
It's going to help you slow down with eating. And it just gives us a greater sense of appreciation for the things that we're having. Because even if we think about a carrot, for example, somebody grew that carrot, right? So somebody had to plant the seeds and grow the carrot. Somebody had to probably sell it to a distributor who sold it to a grocery store, and somebody there put it on a shelf. And then you picked it up before somebody rung it up before you even checked out. So many people have been involved in the process of getting that single carrot from a seed to your plate. So even just taking 30 seconds at the start of a meal, even if you grew it yourself, appreciating all of the work that you put into growing that carrot. And we can do it with everything from a carrot to a sandwich to an M&M to a pork chop. It doesn't matter. Just taking a moment before meals, chewing slowly, being mindful of our food is going to help with our health, our stress, blood sugar control, weight control, all of those things.
All right. Maybe you won't eat quite as much.
You tend to eat far less when we eat mindfully.
Because it would take forever to eat a really big meal.
It does. And you let your body notice hunger or notice fullness when you're actually full rather than about 20 minutes later.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Can I eat the rest of my almond bark now?
You can. Yes, I'll allow it.
Okay. I'll wrap it back up again.
Perfect.
Feel it.
Yes.
Feel the texture a little
a
bit.
A couple more mindful bites would be good.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, that's interesting.
Yes.
And yeah, like you said, this will be on a podcast. So, you know, if you want to try it and follow along.
Yeah. Try it with your family. Try it with friends. I think it's a good thing to experience mindful eating at least once. Most of the people that I was with are your age or older, so they've been around for a couple of years.
Pretty old bunch.
And had never done mindful eating exercises before. So I think it's just a good thing to try. See what you notice. Sometimes we notice things about food that we wouldn't have otherwise noticed because we just eat.
All right. Well, yes. If they want to learn more about mindful eating or any other kind of eating, you're the person to talk to.
That's right. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. We're on Facebook at MU Nutrition. I'll try to get a little more prompt with some posts here as we get into the new year. But reach out to me. You can always call here to the radio station to get in touch with me as well.
Sounds good. There I am, feeling the texture once again, getting ready to take another bite of this almond bark.
That's right, noticing the sounds.
That's right. Thank you, Amber. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Amber Boyens with another edition of Taco Tuesday here on Q92.